Welcome to In Your Corner, program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we in your corner. God the Father loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your neighbor. Go wake up your mommy. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece and your nephew, and let them know that in your corner is on there. Go wake them up now. Go wake them up. Get them out the bed, sleepy head. We're beaming the love of God from the Dallas-Fort Worth area throughout the known world, wherever the internet radio can be found. Now go wake them up. Go wake them up. Oh, I know what I'm going to do this morning. I'm going to go out here and get my bus. I'm going to go get my bus. I need to go and pick up some cities this morning. Yeah, it's still cranking. It's still cranking. All right. Let me start on the West Coast. Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. Are you on board this morning? All right. Sacramento, California. Los Angeles, California. San Francisco, thank y'all for tuning in this morning. All right, San Diego. All right, let's go on to Phoenix, Arizona. Let's go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let's go on over here to Fort Worth, Texas. Fort Worth, are you in the house, Fort Worth? What about Dallas? What about Dallas, Texas? All right, Dallas, I know you listening this morning. What about Houston, Texas, and San Antonio, Texas? Oh, I know that you're tuning in. All right, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. All right. And thank you, wherever you are listening this morning, whether you're listening in America or whether you're listening overseas. Thank you so kindly. All right, listen, let me get me a good song here. This is a good song here. This is by Shirley Caesar. I feel like praising him.
Don't bother me, yeah. Oh, and if you don't go to pray. can hear you say Jesus. 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 Nobody but Jesus. Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Jesus. Let me hear you call him. Jesus. Let me hear you call him.
That's Shirley Season, along with the Gospel Legends, saying, I feel like praising him. All right, that's your song for the day. That's your song for the day. Time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of Genesis chapter 31 and 32. That's Genesis 31 and 32. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying,
Jacob has taken everything our father owned and has gained all this wealth from what belonged to our father.
And Jacob noticed that Laban's attitude toward him was not what it had been. Then the Lord said to Jacob,
go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you.
So Jacob sent word to Rachel and Leah to come out to the fields where his flocks were. He said to them,
I see that your father's attitude toward me is not what it was before, but the God of my father has been with me. You know that I've worked for your father with all my strength, yet your father has cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. However, God has not allowed him to harm me. If he said, the speckled ones will be your wages, then all the flocks gave birth to speckled young. And if he said, the streaked ones will be your wages, then all the flocks bore streaked young. So God has taken away your father's livestock and has given them to me. In breeding season, I once had a dream in which I looked up and saw that the male goats mating with the flock were streaked, speckled, or spotted. The angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob. I answered, here I am. And he said, look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, speckled, or spotted, for I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once and go back to your native land.
Then Rachel and Leah replied,
do we still have any share in the inheritance of our father's estate? Does he not regard us as foreigners?
Not only has he sold us, but he has used up what was paid for us. Surely all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us and our children.
So do whatever God has told you.
Then Jacob put his children and his wives on camels, and he drove all his livestock ahead of him, along with all the goods he had accumulated in Paddan Aram, to go to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. When Laban had gone to shear his sheep, Rachel stole her father's household gods. Moreover, Jacob deceived Laban, the Aramean, by not telling him he was running away. So he fled with all he had, crossed the Euphrates River, and headed for the hill country of Gilead. On the third day, Laban was told that Jacob had fled. Taking his relatives with him, he pursued Jacob for 7 days and caught up with him in the hill country of Gilead. Then God came to Laban the Aramean in a dream at night and said to him,
"Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad."
Jacob had pitched his tent in the hill country of Gilead when Laban overtook him, and Laban and his relatives camped there too. Then Laban said to Jacob,
"What have you done? You've deceived me, and you've carried off my daughters like captives in war. Why did you run off secretly and deceive me? Why didn't you tell me so I could send you away with joy and singing to the music of timbrels and harps? You didn't even let me kiss my grandchildren and my daughters goodbye. You have done a foolish thing. I have the power to harm you. But last night, the God of your father said to me, 'Be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad.' Now you have gone off because you long to return to your father's household. But why did you steal my gods?"
Jacob answered Laban,
"I was afraid because I thought you would take your daughters away from me by force. But if you find anyone who has your gods, that one shall not live. In the presence of our relatives, see for yourself whether there is anything of yours here with me. And if so, take it."
Now Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen the gods. So Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the tent of the two female servants, but he found nothing. After he came out of Leah's tent, he entered Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household gods and put them inside her camel's saddle, and was sitting on them. Laban searched through everything in the tent, but found nothing. Rachel said to her father,
"Don't be angry, my lord, that I cannot stand up in your presence. I'm having my period."
So he searched, but could not find the household gods. Jacob was angry and took Laban to task.
"What is my crime?"
he asked Laban.
"How have I wronged you that you hunt me down? Now that you have searched through all my goods, what have you found that belongs to your household? Put it here in front of your relatives and mine, and let them judge between the two of us. I have been with you for 20 years now. Your sheep and goats have not miscarried, nor have I eaten rams from your flocks. I did not bring you animals torn by wild beasts. I bore the loss myself. And you demanded payment from me for whatever was stolen by day or night. This was my situation. The heat consumed me in the daytime, and the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes. It was like this for the 20 years I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had not been with me, you would surely have sent me away empty-handed. But God has seen my hardship and the toil of my hands, and last night he rebuked you."
Laban answered Jacob,
The women are my daughters, the children are my children, and the flocks are my flocks. All you see is mine. Yet what can I do today about these daughters of mine, or about the children they have borne? Come now. Let's make a covenant, you and I, and let it serve as a witness between us.
So Jacob took a stone and set it up as a pillar. He said to his relatives,
gather some stones.
So they took stones and piled them in a heap, and they ate there by the heap. Laban called it Jegesehadutha, and Jacob called it Galeed. Laban said,
this heap is a witness between you and me today.
That is why it was called Galeed. It was also called Mizpah, because he said,
may the Lord keep watch between you and me when we are away from each other. If you mistreat my daughters, or if you take any wives besides my daughters, even though no one is with us, remember that God is a witness between you and me.
Laban also said to Jacob,
here is this heap, and here is this pillar I have set up between you and me. This heap is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not go past this heap to your side to harm you, and that you will not go past this heap and pillar to my side to harm me. May the God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge between us.
So Jacob took an oath in the name of the fear of his father Isaac. He offered a sacrifice there in the hill country and invited his relatives to a meal. After they had eaten, they spent the night there. Early the next morning, Laban kissed his grandchildren and his daughters and blessed them. Then he left and returned home. Jacob also went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said,
this is the camp of God.
So he named that place Mahanaim. Jacob sent messengers ahead of him to his brother Esau in the land of Seir, the country of Edom. He instructed them,
this is what you are to say to my lord Esau. Your servant Jacob says, I have been staying with Laban and have remained there till now. I have cattle and donkeys, sheep and goats, male and female servants. Now I am sending this message to my lord, that I may find favor in your eyes.
When the messengers returned to Jacob, they said,
we went to your brother Esau, and now he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him.
In great fear and distress, Jacob divided the people who were with him into two groups, and the flocks and herds and camels as well. He thought,
if Esau comes and attacks one group, the group that is left may escape.
Then Jacob prayed,
O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, Lord, you who said to me, go back to your country and your relatives, and I will make you prosper. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two camps. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mothers with their children. But you have said, I will surely make you prosper, and will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted.
He spent the night there, and from what he had with him, he selected a gift for his brother Esau. 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 female camels with their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, and 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. He put them in the care of his servants, each herd by itself, and said to his servants,
"Go ahead of me and keep some space between the herds."
He instructed the one in the lead,
"When my brother Esau meets you and asks, 'Who do you belong to, and where are you going, and who owns all these animals in front of you?' then you are to say, 'They belong to your servant Jacob. They are a gift sent to my lord Esau, and he is coming behind us.'"
He also instructed the second, the third, and all the others who followed the herds,
"You are to say the same thing to Esau when you meet him, and be sure to say, 'Your servant Jacob is coming behind us.'"
For he thought,
"I will pacify him with these gifts I am sending on ahead. Later when I see him, perhaps he will receive me."
So Jacob's gifts went on ahead of him, but he himself spent the night in the camp. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said,
"Let me go, for it is daybreak."
But Jacob replied,
"I will not let you go unless you bless me."
The man asked him,
"What is your name?"
"Jacob,"
he answered. Then the man said,
"Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with human beings and have overcome."
Jacob said,
"Please tell me your name."
But he replied,
"Why do you ask my name?"
Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying,
"It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared."
The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon.
All right, that was our scripture reading for today. We read out of the book of Genesis, chapter 31 and 32. May God bless those who have read, who heard his holy word. All right, y'all, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. We circle up. We got to make our family circle. Come on, y'all. You know, a family that prays together is a family that'll stay together. Come on, you know what to do. You know what to do, daddy, mama, sister, brother. Come on, come on, bow your head. Bow your head with me. We're going to talk to Jesus. We're going to talk to Jesus. Come on, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we praise you once again for giving us another wonderful day, a day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace that we have this another day. So we thank you, dear God. And Lord, we just thank you for waking us up this morning and clothing us in our right mind as we have started out this day. Lord, we are so thankful for the privilege of prayer. You said, "Come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And we need you right now, dear God. Oh, Lord, everyone that's listening out there in radio land, they need you right now, Lord. We just need you, Lord. Lord, these single parents, they need you right now. Oh, dear God, those who have went through divorce, dear God, they need you right now. Those who have lost loved one and they are bereaved, they need you right now. Lord, those who are in troubled homes, they need you right now. Those who are in troubled marriages, they need you right now. Those who got trouble on the job, dear God, they need you right now. Those who got trouble in the church, dear God, they need you right now. Those who got trouble, dear God, in the community, dear God, they need you right now. Oh, all of us are standing in need of prayer. Oh, Lord, it's just like the songwriter said, it's not my mama, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh, Lord. that's standing in the need of prayer. Oh Lord, I want to pray now for all our workers as we're getting ready now to go to work this morning, dear God. Some have already made it there. And Lord, we thank you, dear God. And we do pray for traveling mercies, dear God, as we go up and down the dangerous highways. Lord, we ask that you would just be with us and you keep us, dear God, in your care. Lord, help us to keep our minds on Jesus. For Lord, you said that, Lord, we can dwell in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because we trust in you. So Lord, be with your people on this day. Go before us, go with us, and go behind us, and we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name that we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song. We done had our scripture, and we done prayed our prayer. Clock on the wall said that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us this morning. Thank you for catching the Bible bus. All right. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Get ready, get ready, get ready now for the early morning sermon. We got the early morning sermon coming on, y'all. So get ready for it. I'm going to play a couple of commercials, and then we'll be ready for that early morning sermon. You know, the early bird catch the worm, they said. All right. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. 8 o'clock, that's time for the Situation Room. 9 o'clock, a look in the book. 10 o'clock, Unshackle. 11 o'clock, a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us, because we are in your corner.